Good morning. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us on Wednesdays. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Some great work by the Daily Gazette. You filed a Freedom of Information request, and you've got some details on now two lawsuits against the city of Schenectady.
Yeah, our reporter, Haley Vaccaro, had filed these Freedom of Information requests right after the city council approved about $1 million worth of payouts. What she found out was that former firefighter Jennifer Costa was paid $500,000 after she filed this lawsuit against the city. Costa had alleged she was passed over for promotion as a result of sexual harassment. She also claimed she was received two separate death threats at the fire department. She was terminated from the department last August. Second lawsuit involved Union College student Broderick Shea. He was paid $440,000 after he claimed he was shoved and tackled from behind by Schenectady police after the lawsuit said he was committing no crime and posing no threat to others while celebrating the Union College Hockey Championship in April of 2014. He was arrested and charged, with the case later dismissed. Shea also hurt his face when an officer grabbed him by the head and hair and slammed his face into the concrete pavement. According to the lawsuit, the officer named as the defendant is no longer an officer with the Schenectady Police Department. Public Safety Commissioner Wayne Bennett told us that that officer retired from the department after the incident, but did not leave as a result. The Gazette received the settlement agreements from the city's law department on Tuesday after submitting that Freedom of Information request back in November, a day after the council approved the payouts. At the time, the Gazette cited multiple sources to get some information about the agreements. The city lawyer, Carl Falatico, at the time, refused to release the numbers, citing a non-disclosure agreement, which is common nowadays with cities settling lawsuits with people who file claims against them. The settlement agreements included a clause that the terms and amounts must be kept confidential. Although the two settlements totaled $990,000, the city was only required to meet a deductible with its insurance company of $75,000 each for a total of $150,000. The city, for its part, is denying that it's at fault in connection with the two incidents, and it said the payments provided should not be construed as an admission of liability. So we finally got the information. It did require some patience, but it finally came through.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. And we thank Judy for joining us, as she does each Wednesday. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.